If you don't hear a fiddle or a steel guitar, welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, we continue our series on the ag-energy relationship. For this feature, we talk with Harold Hamm, CEO of Continental Resources, Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum, and Brian Siebel, CEO and founder of G2It. This feature is sponsored by Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com for more information. When it comes to reclamation of the land, Montana Rig Mat is at head of the class. Contact Montana Rig Mat today. For more information, questions, or to find out how you can better the environment, that's Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website today, www.mtrigmat.com. Of course, their information is linked up at our Building the Bakken website as well. Now, back to our interview on the ag-energy relationship. This is Harold Hamm, Continental Resources. It's got a
pop backbeat and it's all wrong. I'd like to ask you about the relationship between ag and energy. If you could just comment maybe on that relationship.
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, first of all, those two are the premier industries of the state and very important here, and we recognize that. And, working with landowners, what we do, that's what we all do. The EcoPad development has been tremendous, the lateral development minimizes surface usage and has worked very well. Ethanol is a deal on its own. A lot of people are wanting to see the mandates go away, the RFS that's bought by the refineries and used. Probably it's time to phase that out. Sometime in the future, it came out 2007, George Bush, put that in. And the mandates, as you're aware, that was a time before people realized the full potential of the resource, full resource potential of this country. Is it time to back up on that and maybe narrow that down? I don't know. We'll see what the politicians do. Thank
you. I'll take one more shot at that and simply say that the relationship between ag and the oil and gas industry is one that goes back to the founding of our industry. That's why we call our departments that work with the surface owners our land departments. And we honor those relationships because without them, we don't have a place to grow. So it's very important for us to be good stewards of the land, air, and water, as well as the oil and gas resource. And all three of us up here believe in that. And we're doing a lot of things, whether it's the EcoPads that Harold has just talked about, or the natural gas processing plants and the pipelines. I said in my talk, Whiting's got about $600 million tied up in the plants and pipelines that we put in here to capture that natural gas resource and to see that it works well for the surface owner, the mineral interest owner, who in this state, fortunately, are many private individuals who are farmers and ranchers, and for the state as a whole, so that we maintain that quality of life. We all want to see that quality of life, if not only maintained, but improved. Thanks.
How about the competition for resources between the two, though, between agriculture and energy? Is there an easy solution to that in terms of rail, truck, this type of thing?
So the resource itself here in the Williston Basin, I'll quote my friend Harold here, who says there is only one Bakken. And in our opinion, I think jointly, it's going to be here for decades and decades. We used to think currently of being able to recover about 10% of the resource in place. Now, I think we're all three thinking 20% or better. And I think 10 years from now, it might be up to 40%. So that means that if we do a good job now, we'll be able to continue to recover that resource with just I'll say the space and the takeaway capacity that we put in place today. In my talk, I spoke a little bit about pipeline capacity. At least in the history of the oil business, that has been the most economic and environmentally sensitive way to move oil from the field to the refinery and then distribute it. We're pleased to see that a number of the midstream companies and then a number of the interstate pipeline companies are making major investments here in the state, basically to expand their lines. By that I mean loop their lines so that the takeaway capacity in their existing right-of-ways will grow. And I think that'll go a long way to solving the takeaway capacity.
And that was Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum. Next, Brian Siebel, CEO of G2IT.
There's a, and I don't know if this is because I'm in North Dakota and not from Texas or Oklahoma, but I'm seeing an intersection between ag and energy that I don't think I've seen before. And I don't know if it's this natural gas connection between, you know what I mean? Because you make fertilizers out of this.
Sure, absolutely.
But also, it's an energy source. Mm-hmm. Do you have any comments or opinions on the intersection or the nexus of ag and energy?
I can tell you from my experience, you know, I'm past president of Montana Petroleum Association, and we worked hand in hand with the Farm Bureau in Montana on political issues because we saw there were so many different issues, whether in most of it dealt with land access issues, federal land access, federal land management, that we had in common with ag. So there's a lot of similarities right there between oil and gas and ag because we all use the land. Agriculture focuses on harvesting that resource, which is the grass. We harvest those resources, which are underground. So there's a lot of similarities between ag and oil that way. The other stuff, of course, the common stuff, ethanol, terrible idea in my opinion. It put the pressure on ag. Corn's going to ethanol instead of food and instead of feed for cattle, caused the price of corn and feed corn to go up, caused the price of beef to go up. So there's definitely a relationship. That's bad policy. And I'll say that right now on the radio.
And the price of gas never went down like
no.
You promised.
Well, and less energy density in a gallon of gas with the ethanol in. So I'm not a big fan of ethanol. There's another intersection of ag, but we have a lot of issues in common with ag, and I think, of course, you know, the price of energy, whether it's the price of diesel or the price of propane or natural gas, of course, has profound impacts on the ag industry as well, and of course, that's something we need to keep in mind. The more that we can do with flare gas capture and keep the value that we're creating on site, keep that use local, if we can provide use to local ranchers and farmers of those resources we're capturing, to me that's a really good win-win scenario right there. The operators can make money, the local ranchers can save money on some of their fuel, and that's my ultimate dream is to try to use that energy that we're capturing much closer to the well, right there in the field or right there in the local farmer ranch.
Brian, thank you much.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
And that was Brian Siebel, CEO of G2IT. To listen to the full-length interviews of Harold Hamm, Jim Volker, or Brian Siebel, or to listen to other ag energy features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. We'd like to remind you that this feature and interviews were brought to you by Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website today at www.mtrigmat.com. And that concludes this edition of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For past shows, articles, and information about our sponsors here at Building the Bakken, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Want to remind you as well, we are available on iTunes, so feel free to check out past shows through the iTunes app as well. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured writer for a variety of publications across the Upper Midwest and within the oil industry. I'd like to mention a feature story that I've penned for the Bismarck Tribune's Bakken Breakout magazine that documents the relationship between ag and energy. Look for the latest copy of the Bakken Breakout magazine in our Building the Bakken article featuring the relationship between ag and energy. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken. When a competition that you didn't deserve, some fur coat wearing wannabes producing your stuff, and brother, you ain't country enough. If you can't move to it, groove to it, up and slam some boots to it, party to it all night long. If it ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.